What has the rain that we got over the weekend done for the situation?
So certainly we've seen varying amounts of precipitation impact the central and southern portions of the northeast region. And what that's done, Bob, is it's temporarily reducing the fire hazard in those areas where the rain has impacted us. And although it is forecasted, we haven't seen the precipitation north of Cochrane yet at this time. So we're watching that storm system closely for overall precipitation numbers, as well as any lightning that it may bring with it.
So it hasn't really changed the status of many of the fires.
Correct. Although we have seen rainfall impact many of the fires across the region, it'll allow our crews to continue progressing their suppression efforts on the perimeters of these fires in those priority areas.
And I guess it's impossible to tell, but we can suspect that it has probably prevented other fires from starting up.
Well, it depends. We know that some areas that received more rainfall than others. And so the areas that received less rainfall, but they did receive lightning, it's very possible that we can expect to see new fires as a result of recent lightning strikes. Now, we'll be watching those areas closely because it can sometimes take up to a week to find fires that are caused by lightning. And so we'll be watching those areas over the next week as they dry out and those fuels become available to burn to see if there are any new lightning fires associated with this storm system.
We do need a lot of rain, heavy rain, for an extended period, though. Am I right?
Correct, yes. If we have sustained precipitation amounts in given areas, then certainly that will help to reduce the fire hazard long term. What we've seen over the last few days has certainly helped for the short term, but we'll be watching as conditions dry out in the next few days and see how much rainfall this has impacted certain areas of the province.
Now, under the restricted fire zone, we've heard a couple instances of people being caught lighting fires, campfire, whatever. Have you had a lot of reports of that? And how is the MNRF enforcing that?
So certainly our conservation officers are out enforcing the restricted fire zone laws that have been put in place to help reduce the amount of new fires that are started as a result of human activity. And the reason that this is so important is because we are finding lightning fires across the province that are forcing us to fight those fires. So if we're able to reduce the amount of human caused fires, then we're able to focus on those naturally caused fires that occur from lightning and able to put our focus, our resources in those areas. And certainly our conservation officers have been out working with law enforcement as well to enforce the restricted fire zone that's currently in place.
I believe the figure last week was probably half of the fires were human caused so far.
Well, every year is a little bit different, and all the fires in Ontario will receive that any fire that starts in Ontario receives an investigation to determine the origin of the fire as well as the cause. And so that is the case with the fires in Ontario. They will be investigated to determine whether or not they were lightning caused or human caused.
The penalty for lighting a campfire is probably almost irrelevant at this point, but what is the penalty if one of the conservation officers finds someone having a hot dog over a campfire?
Well, certainly anyone who's having a fire and that fire gets away from them, they are certainly held liable for the cost associated with extinguishing that fire, which can be quite significant when we think about the costs of water bombers and the costs of other suppression activities that are out there. So certainly anyone who gets caught putting out a fire can also spend time in jail, as well as a hefty fine from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. So it's very important that folks follow the restrictions put in place to allow us to focus our efforts on the naturally caused fires that are occurring.
Is there anything you would like to add to anything we've discussed here?
Yes, we just want to remind folks as well that while they're out enjoying their boating over the weekend or during the week, just have an eye for water bombers that might be circling ahead. Those water bombers are being used to help firefighting activities. And if they're not able to scoop water from the water source that they're trying to scoop water from, they may be forced to go further away. So we do ask that boaters move to the shoreline to allow the water bombers to perform their scoop safely, and there'll be plenty of opportunity for photographs in that circumstance as well.